We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Here in the studio tonight, as always, we have got Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, Richard?
Then we got our producer. We got the puppet master himself, Mr. Patrick Brown.
Konnichiwa.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't speak Spanish.
I love how I was speaking Spanish, and you said, I don't speak whatever you're saying. Yeah. This is what he does. Every time I speak another language, he says it something else.
Because I don't speak those languages.
I don't speak them either. I know a few phrases from them.
What does that mean?
Konnichiwa?
Yeah.
I think it means hello.
Does that mean, like, he thinks, Professor, you are a radio god?
Okay, no. Let's not go that far.
I think that's what it means.
No, it does not.
All right. Anyways, before the break, we were talking about rotaries, Kobe. You asked, like, kind of how rotaries work. And the reason I couldn't give a straight answer is because we didn't really have time to explain it. But rotary engines contain a number of rotors, and that number can vary. RX-7 sold in the United States were two rotors, where you have these two triangles that spin counter to each other to create combustion. In other parts of the world, they made three rotors, and then you got crazy people that are pouring all kinds of stupid money into these unreliable cars that are trying, and it may have already been successfully done, to create a four rotor.
Wow. Now, I just know, like, my friend in high school, he had one, and it actually made a lot of power.
They can be very powerful. I mean, you got to boost them, but
yeah. But that's at high RPMs. Now, your little, let's say, if you were building, I know, like an Acura Type R or whatever, I'm sure that's what you're going to say. More than likely, because I've seen in your face when you just winked and his, like, eyes lit up and all this stuff. I could see, like, the B part and all that stuff going crazy. Would that be the car you would build? If you were going to make an all-around cool, just necessarily track car, road course car, or mountain carving car?
20 years ago when they were new, that would have been real, real high on the list. Today, those cars are so unbelievably valuable now that I don't think I'd mess with it. But, I mean, just a, you know, you said Type R specifically. I mean, that is a race car. Yeah. That's not, yeah, you could build it, and that's what I guess they were probably made for. But they're a little too expensive now. I don't think I'd mess one up.
What would you do?
I don't know.
It don't matter if it's that car or any car. What would you, if you wanted to build a road Atlanta car just to play with on the weekends or take into the mountains and go carving and cruising or whatever, what would you build? What would you have?
Probably a Miata.
Miata?
I'd probably put a different power plant in it.
Like the first generation Miata, the second generation, the last generation?
Honestly, it would probably be the second generation. Even the first one is like the pure, you know, roadster experience. The second ones are a little bit bigger and they're more comfortable. Like they're better cars.
Now, what motor did they have?
The Miata, when it came out, had a 1.6-liter double overhead cam. It had, I think, 116 horsepower. And then in 93 or 94, they actually went to a 1.8-liter, and that carried out through the end of the NB generation, which was the second generation, had a 1.8-liter.
Now, see, I did have, for a short period of time, never had a Miata, but I did have I have had several Z28s, a Z26, but I actually had a Nissan 200SX.
Yeah.
And then I had a 240.
Oh, man, 240 would be on the list.
I did, and I had one, and I loved the 240. I didn't like the 200, but I loved the 240.
Well, the difference comes down to a lot of things, part of it being time, but 240s are actually very pretty cars.
They are.
the interiors are like, kind of nice.
Mine was white, black interior. It was a great car.
Yeah, they are
very quick.
And those are unfortunately another car that if you have a stock unmolested one, you probably shouldn't mess with it.
Yeah. Now, see, like I don't know if I was going to build like a nowadays. If I was going to build a track car or, and it not necessarily a roadster, I would probably get me a Z28 and build it up.
Can't really go wrong. They're incredible, incredible handling cars.
Yes. And mine was. Mine was, it did. And now, horsepower then, nothing. But.
Well, it's so hard to talk about horsepower and speed and keep it relative. Because, you know, when you think about the LT1 Z28s, when they came out, they were ungodly rocket ships. And now my Cadillac that I drive every day would blow one off the road. So it's hard to.
Well, see, that's what, you know, and that goes to like me and you going over to the local drag strip last weekend and seeing a EcoBoost F-150 put the lap time down, and he did.
Yeah, he's busting out times like my buddy's old Fox bodies with nitrous used to run.
Yeah, I mean, mid-sevens, you know, and Richard's like, what the world? I said, I told you. Yeah, I mean.
The one that cracks me up the most, I saw this out there, it's probably been a couple of years, but me and my old roommate Beefred went out there, and there was a silver Ford Flex busting out like 8.0s, and like, you know, you're looking at like this mom wagon and just laying it down.
I actually always wanted to buy one of them cars.
Ford Flex.
Yeah, I like them.
They're nice. I mean, I never got a chance to sell them. I was out of the business right when they were coming out.
I like the platinum version one, the black and silver one.
Yeah, anything that says platinum on it is going to be nice.
Yeah, of course. It's platinum.
But what is your, we talked about the S2000s. And again, I mean, we're not necessarily talking about track cars.
No.
Just like mountain run cars.
Mountain run cars, just good old get out on a Sunday or Saturday cruise cars.
Are you taking the missus with you?
Of course.
Okay, because that does become a consideration.
Yeah, you got to take her with you too. I mean, because what's fun going to the mountains by yourself? It's fun going with someone.
Well, Kobe, every mountain run that I've been on, I've been by myself. So,
well, we're going to have to get you a pet mouse or a gerbil or something to take with you.
Girlfriend.
or a girlfriend. That'll work. Hey, ladies, if any of y'all are out there single, don't forget to hit up my boy, Richard. He's all over social media.
Ladies, if you want to go on a mountain run, hit me up.
And he is the legend.
Quite enough of that.
Hit him up. His number is 555-1212.
You know, obviously, our fearless leader is not with us today, but it brings us back to something that he talks about pretty frequently. In this hobby, everybody has their own thing.
Yes.
You know, some people love cutting corners. Some people love drag racing. Some people just love putting pretty cars in parking lots. And at the end of the day, though, we all share the common interest, and
it's automotive.
What I love about us at Hot Rods and Happy Hour, all of us, is that we have such a wide variety of interests. You know, that, you know, you have a 57 Chevy, you've got, you know, all these vehicles, but you also like S2000s.
Exactly.
You know, I drive a Dodge Murata and a Cadillac, but I would love to have a CRX SI.
Yeah, you know, and that's what's so cool about us here. And, you know.
And our listeners.
And our listeners, exactly. And that's what we try to do. And it ain't that we're trying to reach out to everybody. It's just that's who we are.
There's a lot to talk about.
We are car guys. We don't fake this. We're actually really car guys. And a lot of y'all know us, and you know that we're car guys.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. You know, we got a real special call-in bit guest coming up in a couple of segments. But we got to stop for a commercial break, unfortunately.
Got to pay the bills. Stay tuned right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour for right here on 106.3 WORD.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome back in to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. I am not Rob, nor am I ever even close to Rob. This is Patrick, the puppet master, the producer, the guy behind the boards, the guy who you don't see or hear, the guy with the master. The guy who has the terrible FJ Cruiser, all that stuff. That's me.
That's him. I've been looking for you everywhere. We found him, Richard.
You're like the DJ.
I am the DJ.
And we are the band.
You are.
But we are missing our lead singer.
But that's fine because we have the guitarist, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to all the listeners in Fairhope, Alabama.
And then we have the bass player. Because what's better than a good guitarist? A good bass.
Well, I mean, the bass, you can't do anything without the bass.
Absolutely.
Nor a drum. I like drums.
I like the drums, too.
I like beating on stuff.
That's not very...
Well, hold on, let me rephrase it. Yeah. I like beating on the drums.
There we go. Okay, Kobe Miller, everybody.
What's going on there? Can I smack you around a little bit?
Okay, let's not say that one.
All right, man, where were we?
I don't know. Kobe kind of went on a sidetrack there. I don't know where we're going with that.
Blanked.
No, we were talking about cool, just cars in general. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, just doing cars running up the mountains or whatever and taking your girl with you or whatever. And mine would probably be a cool 280Z.
That is an excellent, excellent choice. Man, I'm gonna tell you a little secret that I've never told anybody before. So I'm going to say it, of course, on the radio. About 3 years ago, I was in my 2015 Dodge Challenger, whatever the SST became. I can't even remember what the name of the package was. You know, it was on springs. It's a good handling car. And did a mountain run with the local Mopar club. And I remember thinking as, you know, I'm going around a turn at 105 miles an hour, It hit me. It light bulb went off. This is my last mountain run. Like, especially with, like, a club with a bunch of other fast cars. Because I remember thinking, like, I'm 41 years old now, and I don't want to slide off a mountain.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now, when I say mountain runs, like, for me, and I've only done it three times in a car up here since I moved up here.
Right.
Now, motorcycles, I've done it a bunch. Not on sport bikes, luxury Harleys and stuff like that. I'm a slow person when I go up the mountains. I don't do it for the speed, and I don't do it for carving the corners. I do it for the scenery. I literally do. I like looking off the mountains and looking at the pretty valleys and all that. That, to me, is more of a rush than just sitting there doing, like you say, 105 around a snaky curve.
Yeah, and I imagine that if I have, you know, female company, I would probably enjoy that as well, but just and it wasn't around a curve, but I looked down, I was doing 105 miles per hour, and my buddy Kenneth Morgan was in his 392 Challenger on my back bumper, basically, you know, his was 392, mine was a V6, and I remember thinking, like, we're going too fast. And I just decided then, like, I think this is the last time I'm going to do this.
Speaking about going too fast in a Mopar, which is very odd in general, but we just ran into one of your friends the other day that put down a 707.
Yes.
Jennifer.
Shout out to Jennifer in the Medusa Hellcat. Saw her at the drag strip. Haven't seen her in 20 years, and that was a pleasure. This young lady is like a motorsports legend now.
Yes, especially in the drag racing world.
Yeah, well, she does road courses and stuff too. But yeah, I mean, and what was hilarious is she laid down a 707 in a Hellcat.
In a 707 horsepower Hellcat.
Yeah, that was cool. Shout out to her.
We actually got to witness it, and that's what made me think of it. I was like, speed in a Mopar, not so much. She hauled the mail in that one the other night.
Yeah, and that's just hilarious seeing, you know, a beautiful girl and a Hellcat just, like, whipping up on all the boys.
Yeah, and then...
She's a plum chick.
Plum crazy purple?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. She said she's thinking about going up a notch. She said the 707 just isn't doing it anymore, and she's thinking about getting a red eye.
Yeah. Wide body or something she was talking about?
Yeah, the red eyes are wide body.
Oh, is that what that...
But they have 797 horsepower.
You're talking Mopar lingua, and I don't really know much Mopar lingua. When red eye, green eye, blue eye, whatever.
You know, we just know
purple.
We've been talking about, you know, cutting corners. Challenger's a big old heavy girl, but they are deceptively fast around turns.
Really? I just wouldn't see that.
They're big cars, but they tuck down, and they go, and they turn. Now, obviously, I mean, physics is still a factor, and, you know, a 4,000-pound car is still a 4,000-pound car, but they're deceptively fast around turns. And I should know, I've had three of them.
You know what would be another cool little fun car to do?
What's that?
An older Volkswagen Jetta.
Yes.
I think that would be a fun little mountain cruiser car.
I would like a second gen Jetta.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, that's like the square one, right?
Yeah, the ones after the Rabbits.
Yes,
Rabbit body, like a little GLI 16 valve.
That's one I was thinking of. That would be a fun little car.
And those are excellent tossable handling cars. And again, front wheel drive, but set them upright.
You know, a hard car to find, and I mean, I hate going back to the little Volkswagen thing. We covered it last week, but the convertible Volkswagens are very hard to find.
You're talking about the Cabriolet?
Well, the Cabriolet, even the Rabbits, they're hard to find.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, matter of fact, my daughter, she's fixing to be 16 in a couple weeks, and I'm fixing to have a birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
I forgot. Yeah, that's right. You're Thursday.
Yeah, I'm Thursday. Your mama's today. Happy birthday, mama. But I was looking for one for a while. And then I went into the PT Cruiser thing, and now we just ended up with an SUV, but long way away from everything. But they're very hard little cars to find in decent condition.
Yes, Stan. They got used up because people were buying them for the 16-year-old daughters.
But that would be a good little car for a 16-year-old daughter to cruise around in.
Absolutely. But, absolutely.
But, yeah.
So,
speaking of cars, we're going to be getting into SEMA here with our call-in guest. I'm sure everybody has figured it out who it is, being he ain't here.
No, they haven't. They haven't figured it out.
You don't think so?
No.
Man, I thought you sounded just like... I did. I thought you were him every time I closed my eyes.
Look, they haven't figured it out yet, and they're probably going to have to wait until the next segment to hear the voice, and then it's going to click for them.
Bingo.
You could be a body double.
No, I can't. Not even close.
But speaking about SEMA coming up, the largest amount of cars you could possibly fit in one place.
Biggest trade show in the country, I believe.
Exactly.
And we get one of the biggest guests at the event.
One of the biggest, yes.
The man, the myth.
The legend.
But since we're going to be riding out with this interview, definitely want to say happy birthday, Kobe.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you a lot. Thanks for listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Stay tuned right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour here on 106.3 WORD. So, if you couldn't guess it by us subtly hinting at everything that was going on, our mystery surprise guest is Rob Pitts. And we actually had a little bit of a phone interview with him earlier in the day. So, we're going to play a little bit of that right now.
What's going on, Rob?
What's going on, guys? How is Greenville?
It is cold and lonely.
It's cold and empty without you.
Well, you know what? It is. It feels kind of funny being on this end of the mic. You know what I mean? It's like I'm there, but I'm not.
How is Vegas?
Man, Vegas, I'm still here. I know you guys said it's cold, rainy, I'll be honest with you, I'm out by the pool right now. It's 60 degrees outside. You can't beat it.
I hear you. What are you doing, putting suntan lotion on Tim?
No. I ain't putting no suntan lotion on Tim. I'm trying to keep his shirt on. That boy's done went buck wild out here in Vegas.
Well, that's what you do in Sin City.
That's what you do. And I want to tell you something. We've seen some wild rides, something that would drive you nuts. It's been a SEMA show like no other.
Really? Dang, I hate that I missed it now.
We've had some great times. We've seen some great products. We've been filming, recording, doing interviews, taking selfies, signing hats, signing babies, signing T-shirts, signing everything they'll throw in front of it. We've had a great time.
Did you sticker any babies?
A lot of listeners. It's been a great time.
That is cool. That is cool. I seen old Chad Martin. He didn't win the hot rods.
No, he didn't. We were actually there. Jay Leno, Richard Rollins, everybody was there. They looked at his truck. His truck's absolutely gorgeous, you know. And, I mean, the truck is just an iconic vehicle. I mean, it's a showstopper. Even at SEMA, it's a showstopper. But there was also 19 other ones that were equally as cool. And the Nash that won, it was a very neat, it was kind of a patina rat rod build. The guy that built it, you know, really put some heart and soul into it. And I'll be honest with you, it's going to make a killer Hot Wheels car.
Yeah, but I just think Brutally Sexy would have made an awesome Hot
it
Wheels
is
car,
a cool one. You know, he's our hometown boy. You know what? I'll be honest with you, he should be honored. I mean, you got to think about
it. Oh, yeah.
He won in Charlotte at the Legends Tour. He, you know, and he's right here in Vegas, which is the, you know, this show right here is, you know, the largest automotive event in the country. And, you know, he's right there spotlighted with all these guys. And when you've got the, you know, Richard Rollins and Hot Wheels, Jay Leno there, these are car royalty. And these guys are there, and they're looking at your ride. I mean, that right there, hey, that's a winner in my book all day.
All day. Then I seen where today the Challenger got, didn't it?
The drag pack?
Yeah, the drag pack one. Did you get to see that?
I haven't got a chance to see that. Yeah, I only got to play in the Mopar booth for just a little bit filming today. We were actually there and saw the professor's favorite car, Mark Warman from Graveyard Cars. I was talking to Mark. Mark said, let me show you something. Of course, he built his Christine with a Helicent engine in it. The engine that Fiat Chrysler gave to him last year at SEMA, he is put in a Plymouth Fury.
Head over heels in love.
And another,
it is absolutely cool, and there's no way humanly possible this thing would be able to put all that power to the ground because she's still sitting on Coker white walls.
Another iconic car out there, and I was just telling Richard about this last night when we were having dinner. Carroll Shelby has a Pantera out there that he custom designed way back in the day, and it's all original with original motor, turbo, and all.
Well, I was about to say, Kobe, if Carroll Shelby's got it here, it's the ghost of him. You know that.
Yes.
He's there in spirit.
Well, he's there in spirit, but I'm saying, you know, it is his car, and it's there.
That there is. I've heard about it. I haven't seen that yet. I'll be honest with you, it's been a madhouse. We've got to see some really cool stuff. You know, of course, Chip Foose is out there. He's got several of his cars he built. Dave Kindig's got some of the best things from Kindig and Designs out there. I actually got to sit down with Dave Kindig and Kev Dog and William Lockwood and talk shop with those guys. And that was a lot of fun. And we'll be sure to bring all that to you guys here at Hot Rods Happy Hour. So that's going to be a fun one talking with those guys. We're actually going to get them on the phone, tell us about some of their builds, even the ones that haven't even aired yet, they have here at the show.
Now, that'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool. Can't wait. Yeah, me and Richard.
We got a lot of cool things lined up. Of course, we got a lot of great stuff from the YouTube channel. We've got all kinds of stuff going on that. I have been rubbing elbows and talking with people. I mean, I've got to talk with some great sponsors and things of that nature. Got a lot of great new products hitting the market. And I tell you, and these guys aren't a sponsor, but this is an ingenious product. If anybody asks me the best product I've seen at SEMA so far, it's not a tool. It's not a new car part. The coolest new thing I've seen, and this is something that affects every car guy, especially with your daily driver. It is a, you know, like the moist towelettes?
Yep.
It's like that, but it's made to wipe bird droppings off your car.
Really?
For spot cleaning your car. It actually takes the acid off of it, out of it, so it doesn't eat your paint, doesn't affect ceramic coatings, wraps, or anything. I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. There's a little patch. You throw them in your glove box. I just thought that was the neatest car guy thing ever brought to market.
That is ingenious because, like, you know, it's going to happen.
Exactly. It's inevitable. And this guy, I mean, it's a car guy problem. You can have some quick detailer and a rag in your car, but not everybody has that in their car. So it's really cool when you've got that in your glove box. You're supposed to go on a hot date, and you know what? The bird decides to use your ride for a bathroom. Guess what? You can do a spot clean on the spot.
Yeah, especially like on the glass too. That would be really helpful.
Exactly. And this is safe for glass, paint, plastics, everything.
Huh. Well, I can't wait to actually.
As a matter of fact, Tim, we had ribs. He was cleaning his face with one.
That don't surprise me with Tim.
Surprise we almost didn't. Had hose and loss. It was bad.
That's probably why he's in a pool right now, getting his bath for the day.
Trip's not over
yet.
Yeah,
he's getting his bath for the week.
I hear you. Me and Richard been talking.
Tim jumped in the pool and all the water came out.
Yeah, me and Richard been talking about forgotten cars. Like a lot of your small forgotten cars, like your Ford Probe GTs and your Berettas and stuff like that. It's actually been a pretty cool show.
You know what?
Show.
I haven't seen a Probe nor a Beretta here since I've been here. So you're very good point.
I cannot believe that. I figured that place would be packed with them.
You know what? You would think, but you just don't see those little jewels anymore.
Have you had the chance to see the Rampage?
Yes.
That's wild.
There's some Mopar stuff here that would drive you insane, and I'm not going to like be mean and tempt you with it and all that stuff. Although I do got some pictures that I haven't sent to you yet of these things because I think I'm just going to drop them to you a little at a time.
Yeah.
Because I really think your heart can't handle if I just start dropping them at once.
Yeah, I was going to say don't go sending all them so fast because we'll have to end up taking.
Yeah, because like I might have been sitting in that Plymouth Fury with Mark Warman.
Oh, come on, man.
I've been behind the wheel of Christine.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I know, really. If my family sees that, I'm going to get disowned, man. You know I don't do Chrysler. But that is one cool ride.
That is awesome, man. I can't wait to see it.
Book definition of a sleeper.
All day. I mean, look at the power plant in it.
426 Henny.
Yeah, that's for when you want to do burnouts at 80 miles an hour.
Well, I mean, you know, I could think of several situations where that would be very handy. Tim, don't forget to breathe. Anyway.
Put your snorkel on.
He was blowing bubbles.
Oh. Has he got his water wings on?
No, he don't, but we got him in the shallow end.
Okay, as long as he's in the shallow end.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Any pool with Tim in is going to be in the shallow end. You
know? I'm glad y'all are having a good time out there.
We are having a blast, guys. And I tell you, I wish you guys could have came out. But you know what? You took one for the team. And yeah. I left you guys home and hold down the fort. Sounds like you're doing a heck of a job. I may stay another week in Vegas.
I hear you. Well, don't do that because we got some more car shows we got to go do next weekend.
That's right. We do. I tell you what, though, the SEMA show is packed out to capacity, actually, this year. I've never, you know, every year there's about 150,000 people. I don't know the exact number what's here this year, but I want to tell you something. Everybody's talking. It's shoulder to shoulder in there. Like, it is a madhouse. Filming, taking pictures, things like that. We had to come in at 7 in the morning before the gates open for the general public at 9 just to get shots in because you can't take a picture of anything without a face or a butt in it. Because there's so many people there.
I'm sure. I mean, you know, I've been many, many years, and it just keeps growing and growing. And I tell you, it might take over the whole city of Vegas.
It's getting there. They keep it. They're actually building onto the convention center now because they're working out of tents. They have these huge tents set up. You know, you got to think about it. The Las Vegas Convention Center is huge. I mean, to put it in size, it's probably the size of 10 football fields now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wall-to-wall, aisle-to-aisle. You can't stick another booth nor car in there. And right now, you can't stick another person in it. They actually have these relief tents set up, and they're massive. These tents are huge. I mean, you can literally play football inside these tents, and they have two of them set up. And they're full.
Have you?
I mean, like, this thing is everywhere.
Now, have you made it by, like, any of the rap stuff yet for car raps and stuff?
Yes. Oh, we've been checking out. We got to hang out with some of the Rap Society guys. Chris Bull with yes. Rappable from Columbia, South Carolina. Me and Chris got mm-hmm. to catch up a little bit today.
Is there any cool new products out for them?
Stuff they're doing. Oh, there's some wild rap stuff they got out here. Of course, you know, all your new things like the rap stuff. Every, you know, all the hot new builds, especially late model stuff, has all the cool wraps on it now. And, you know, now the big thing is flat pearls and, you know, those flat satin colors, you know, and you've got every new car under the rainbow from a Lamborghini to a Kia. They've wrapped like this. And I love them. They just glow, but they're not shiny.
Okay, I got one for you. This is going out there. If you could take a guess, how many C8s are there, and how many new Toyota C8s Supers are there?
Exactly how many are there? There's one.
Really?
C8 Corvette.
Wow. I figured it'd be
actually
a
got,
bunch of them.
I actually got to sit behind the wheel with a Corvette rep from General Motors and sit behind the wheel of this C8 before the gates opened up. It's a bright blue one. I don't know the correct name for the color on it, and I just talked to him for a few minutes. But a very cool car. It's getting a lot of attention. Also, the electric Mustang is drawing a lot of attention. It's getting very, very popular. They have the new Ford GT. You know, of course, they've been out for a little while. But they also, Ford's unveiling, you know, they've got some Bronco stuff. They're toying with Broncos. There's several late model Bronco builds that guys built out of Ford trucks. There's one that a guy built out of F-250 here that is so cool and looks so factory. And it's rumored that the new Ford Bronco is going to look a lot like this. Ford's got a lot of the vintage-style Broncos done up with, like, Coyote drivetrains and things like that. That makes sure they even have an EcoBoost set up in one. And, like, an early, you know, small-body-style Bronco.
Hey, Rob.
And so that, I'm going to tell you, next year is going to be the year of the Broncos for the Ford camp. I will go ahead and say that for sure.
Yeah. How many Supers are out there? A bunch of
there,
them?
There's quite a few, not as many as you think. You know, the Super was lackluster at best when it came out. Actually, I was talking to John Ross from Watch JR Go off YouTube. Me and him sat down and we were talking about the Supers. There's 400 Supers in the United States, and I think they're all right here in Vegas.
Yeah, I figured there would be. I figured there would be a lot more C8s out there.
400 of them there. Man, that's a lot. There's thousands of cars here. So it's just a drop in the bucket.
Hey, Rob, we got to take a commercial break real quick.
All right.
We'll have to talk to you here in just a few minutes. Guys, thanks for listening. Stay tuned right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hours, right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is your automotive host with the most, Rob Pitts, coming to you live from Las Vegas, SEMA 2019. We got the professor in Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel, Kobe Miller, in the studio. Guys, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, man.
What's going on, man?
I tell you, we were going back to, you know, talking about the new C8s and stuff. I figured there would be a lot more out there. I really did.
Well, you have to think about it. It's a very new car. They've got just a double handful out on tour right now. And then one of the tour cars is sitting in the GM booth. But there's only one here.
What is some of the new cars that are out there that is just like everybody's flocking to?
You know, like I said, the Ford camp, of course, you know, with the electric Mustang and things like that. That's a really hot ticket here. They're all over that car. In the Chevrolet camp, of course, they got all the new Camaros. And, of course, the C8 Corvette's getting a lot of attention. Another big thing is the Colorado. There's several variations of the Colorado they're coming out with, and I don't have all the details on all this stuff. We're working on it. But they have a lot of variations for the Colorado and the Silverado coming up. It's going to be kind of cool.
Now, what about, like, did they have the new Copo Camaro out there?
They did have a Copo Camaro. I'll be honest with you, it's pretty much like the rest of them. And, you know, it's the newer body style and all that stuff. And I don't have all the details on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, those cars weren't drawing the attention. It was all on the C8 Corvette. And like I said, the Ford camp, it was Broncos and electric Mustangs.
Now, I could see the Bronco. I could stand behind the Bronco. I like the Bronco.
I'm not even a diehard Ford guy, but the Broncos, these guys are really touching on the right spot. I feel that's where GM dropped the ball with the Blazer. I think if they went back to a classic retro redesign for the Blazer, I think they're going to have to compete with the new Bronco.
Oh, I'm sure their market's going to fall off real hard because Ford's probably going to take over that year for sure.
Lord have mercy. You look who we got coming up here. This guy straight off the high dive coming in strutting. We got Bonafide himself, the man that owns the fastest Rambler in Roebuck and the world, Tim Greer. How's the pool?
Awesome.
You haven't fun in the – you haven't been getting in the deep end, have you?
No, sir.
No, sir. You know I can't swim.
I take a shower.
You don't even take baths.
Tim, don't forget to put your swim army things on.
Floaties, boy.
Yeah, your floaties. Yeah, don't forget to put your floaties on.
What's happening, Tom?
I never leave home without them.
Or do you have one of them?
What's one of the best things you've seen at SEMA besides me?
Besides you? I'm not allowed to say.
We can't talk about that on radio, Tim. And that wasn't SEMA by itself. Anyway, that was the club afterwards, son.
Is that going to stay in Vegas?
That's going to stay in Vegas. You know what? She was a short gal, but she was a nice gal, okay? She had a great personality. What she lacked in height, she made up for in personality. Oh, me, boy. Tim Greer, you can't do nothing with him.
No, you can't. You can't.
All you can do is pray for him.
Just make sure he has his little flamingo swimmy thing on.
He does. He's got a swim ring around him still.
Is he wearing his cowboy hat?
Sandwiches, we speak.
Has he got the cowboy hat on?
Only in Vegas. That's right. Tim Greer, now, let me tell you something about the trip to Vegas. I have traveled with all types of people. I've traveled around the world. I have seen people pack in the weirdest ways possible. I've seen people travel with their luggage, with all their clothes in a trash bag. And I've seen people pack some strange things they might need. I have never in my life went through a TSA check and they went through a bag and pulled out a bottle of Duke's mayonnaise.
I told you.
Hey, he's got to put that on his ribs.
I'm going to tell you something. He puts it on everything. Heck, our cameraman, he sprung his knee. Tim was squirting Duke's mayonnaise on him. It fixes everything.
Poor Matt sprung his knee.
And he says if your transmission starts slipping, if you catch it in time, two squirts, and you're good to go.
Maybe that's
coming from a transmission man himself.
Hey, that's probably how he gets that Rambler to spin the tires. Put some mayonnaise under the wheel.
Put the mayonnaise in the water box.
Yep, put the mayonnaise under the wheel.
Exactly. He uses it for track bite.
but
yes, I kid you not, he pulls out a full-size bottle of Duke's mayonnaise.
Did they let him take it?
We can't get that stuff where we're going.
Did they let him take it with him?
Yes, he's got it in his hand right now.
Of course he does.
I would have felt better.
That's what he's using for suntan lotion.
If he would have pulled out a tube of plutonium than that.
I imagine that would be kind of embarrassing.
And like, you know, we're talking about, we're staying in this gorgeous resort, and he leaves it out. He's worried about the cleaning people stealing his mayonnaise. He said, I can't get no more of that. He's guarded it. He put it in the safe in the room.
Oh, my God, Rob. It's been great talking with you about, you know, SEMA and all that stuff. But we're actually running out of a little bit of time here, so we're going to have to let you go here in just a few seconds.
Well, man, I tell you what, guys, we got a lot of fun stuff. We got a great show going to be lined up for all you guys next week. We'll be talking all about SEMA 2019. I'll be live and in the studio. And you know what? I'm going to share all my experiences with all you guys.
That'll be awesome.
Godspeed, brother.
All right, brother. Y'all be careful. We'll see y'all next week. Everybody take care.
Safe travels.
And that was the interview with Rob Pitts. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show. So in the immortal words of our fearless leader, Rob Pitts, guys, we'll see you next time. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.